what do you think the biggest difference between the first half and the second half? It looked like we were headed for an 80 or 90 point game.
Yeah, shooting percentage. You know, I think our defense and our rebounding was a lot better in the second half. We obviously shot the ball better in the first half, but we didn't get impatient in the second half. We didn't turn the ball over. And we got lost a couple times in transition D and gave up a couple layups, made it exciting at the end. But really, I just felt like we rebounded the ball better in the second half all around both ends.
What was the plan for the last play?
Stop them. Right? Isn't that it? Yeah. Just stop them.
Let them score.
Well, it was just, you know, make sure that we don't give 21 or 11 an easy look. Thank you. And, you know, Beck had her hand right there, right in her face as she was taking the last shot, and then rebound. Obviously, we had to get a board. If we let them get a putback right at the buzzer, we lose anyway. So that was the plan, was get a, you know, make sure we contest it hard and then block out.
Becky, it's been a tough second half of the season as far as getting wins. Coming down the stretch, you guys had that 9-point lead, and then they dwindled down to one. And did you feel like the nerves kind of tightened up a little bit? Like, are we going to let this one get away? Or?
No. I was just thinking, you know, we need to score, we need a rebound, and, like, just kept going, and I made a couple bad decisions, but, you know, we got the stop when we needed to get the stop, and that's all that mattered, and we got the win.
Kelsey, you were kind of on fire in the first half. Did you kind of feel it early?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, I just...
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, were you, once a couple of shots went down, were you really looking to be aggressive and score? Because Trisha kind of had an off night. You,
mm-hmm.
you and her have been kind of, you know, taking turns kind of leading the team scoring lately, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just was looking more for my shots today. You know, I've been kind of hesitant lately, so I was just... And they left me open a lot on the skip pass, too, so...
We made sure we ran around a lot of plays for her. Everything we did, trying. We made sure would hit her.
What about the first game you guys played? Sorry, the first game you guys played against Northwood. You guys, it was almost the same thing where they kind of came back at the end and kind of stole it. What was that going in the back of your mind? Because I know you guys looked like you really wanted to close it out, even though you had a tough time right there at the end.
I never gave it any thought.
Well, I think, like, last time we played them, they went on a run in the second half, and we weren't able to stop that, and we didn't let that happen today. And we, you know, we executed pretty well, so.
For the first time in a long time, we haven't let them go on a run. A big run. So that
she
nice.
Means big, we talk 20. Like, they obviously had about an 8-point run at the end, right? Wasn't
yeah.
it 8?
Yeah.
That's not big for us.
That's not big. We know that basketball is a game of spurts, and we talk about that all the time, and we just have to stop the spurt, and we haven't been able to do that in a couple games, and it's cost us against good teams. Northwood's a very good team, and they're playing well despite their injuries, so they're going to keep battling, and... Yeah. You know, we hope that they do well in the tournament, but we're glad we got one today.
Yeah.
Becky, how much would ending the season with a couple of wins kind of take the sting off the entire season, or would it?
It would take the sting off a little bit, just ending it on a positive note. But the same, like going into next year and going into postseason, kind of going on and in that high. But we still gotta remember why we did lose those games, and make sure we take that in the postseason with us and work on it. And get better next year.
And Tracy, about the 8-minute mark, it looked like maybe Northwood was getting a little bit tired, and you guys were really kind of pushing the tempo. Was that by design? Were you maybe trying to wear them out a little bit?
Well, the whole game we talked about the fact that we should run, but at the same time, we know that we were tired too. So, you know, run and throw the ball away, or just take care of it and make sure that we get good looks. And I thought we did a decent job, and we took a pretty good lead. Do you know what it was? What'd you say our lead was? Were we up 8?
We were up 8 or 9.
I think it was 59-50.
Yeah, I think our biggest lead was 9.
9? Yeah, 59-50.
By 10.
I knew it was quite a bit, but, you know, yeah. the idea at that time when we had the lead, I know that they were tired, but we didn't want to take quick shots. Really, we were trying to get the clock to run down because we were also tired. I mean, you know, it's not like we're playing a ton of people. We're playing, what do we have, 8 or 9 people, so we don't have that many either. So.
Good.
Good.
Thank you.